The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to Soulful Valley, the podcast for people who want to improve their quality of life through caring about their mental, emotional and spiritual well-being. I'm your host, Katie Carey, and I will be sharing wisdom and ideas from myself and some expert authors, coaches and energy healers that could be just what you need to hear to transform your life today. I'm so excited to announce that Soulful Valley is now a publishing house. Following my incredible journey with Intuitive, I was led to the opportunity to train as a publisher. My first project is a multi-author book called Evolving on Purpose, Mindful Ancestors Paving the Way for Future Generations. If you are a coach or healer and are serious about creating an impact and becoming more visible and would like to invest in this project, becoming a best-selling author in the process, send me an email to soulfulvalleypodcast@gmail.com and I'll send you an application link. We've already begun the journey. Our authors in the hub at the moment are writing their book bios. If you feel called to this amazing experience, get your application in as quickly as possible. And let's make your dreams a reality.
Love yourself with all your heart. If you don't already, it's time to start. Cause nothing's gonna work out until you do.
Hello and welcome everybody to Soulful Valley. Today we're starting a new series. We're going to be interviewing the authors of Evolving on Purpose, which is a multi-author book that I'm bringing into the world. And today the interview is with the gorgeous Sandra Joy, who is the founder and CEO of Healing Rounds LLC and Sandra Joy LLC. And she's the best-selling author of Soul Mission, one of the contributing authors in that book. Sandra embraces the new energy consciousness of Earth and guides. She embraces the new energy consciousness of Earth and guides others to embrace this energy to connect and thrive in their soul purpose. She's an adult indigo with a deep connection to indigo, crystal and diamond children, as well as a highly intuitive clairsentient. She is a light worker, certified with Hands of Light, a Reiki master, practitioner, a crystal and colors energy expert, a certified hypnotherapist, a certified oracle card reader, and a 20-year activator of the indigo and crystal children. Sandra, wow, there's a lot there.
Yes,
I struggled to read that. Wow. Do you want to share with us a bit about the work that you do and how you ended up in the book Soul Mission in the first place? Because you've been on this multi-author book journey before.
Yeah.
So how did you end up in Soul Mission?
Well, it was a beautiful story. Thank you for having me, first of all, by the way. I appreciate it very much and I'm grateful to be here. And backstory. I've spent 20 years as a high school English literature teacher. I've always loved writing. I have always taught people how to write, and it was my turn. It was my time. And I felt guided to go on Facebook one day, and then I met Jess, my publisher, and she was in a live and she had a filter on, and it was like an elf filter, and it was so fun. And it just, something inside me went, that's it, do it. That's your first one. So I stepped into it and I got on a call with her right away, and it was perfect and I loved it. And I was like, you know what? I'm all in, let's go. And it has been a wonderful ride ever since. It was a phenomenal experience. And as soon as I saw that you had this opportunity for your book, Evolving on Purpose, and I was like, yeah, I'm evolving on purpose. I want in. And I knew without a shadow of a doubt, it was an internal feeling. And I said, you know, I'm working with Katie. She's it. She's next.
And I'm so glad you felt that calling. And I had exactly the same thing with Intuitive, Knowing Her Truth. Mm-hmm. It tugged at my heart, and the whole journey has been amazing, incredible. And it's about the community as well around that, isn't it? The networks that we've now connected to. So it's more than just writing a chapter in a book, isn't it?
It is so much more. That's a beautiful thing to bring up. It is so much more than just writing a chapter in a book, because the connections that you make and the community that you build and the opportunities that come to you as a result of it are absolutely mind-blowing. I have grown in my group incredibly since the publishing of Soul Mission. I've gotten new clients. The reach is more than you can possibly do alone. And what I really truly believe in wholeheartedly is community, especially when women get together in a community and support each other. Amazing things happen, you know, and it's our time, and we're here to bring our messages to the world. And joining collaboration projects like this might seem daunting or overwhelming at first, or you might think, oh my gosh, I don't have enough to invest in this. But I'll tell you that it is 110% worth it, because the amount that you're investing in the opportunity to write a chapter in books like these that will reach audiences worldwide is more than you could, more of an opportunity that you could ever create alone, because you have yourself and all of your connections, and you have everybody else who's in the book and all of their connections, and the reach is amazing. And isn't that what it's all about? It's the reach. We want to share our stories. We want to help heal the collective consciousness, and being a part of a collective book like this is a phenomenal opportunity. I would not hesitate. I know so many people out there have felt the calling. And I know from a very intimate perspective of how it feels when you're sitting on the fence and you're thinking, you know, I really feel called to write this, and I really do have a story to tell, but I'm not good enough, is what it comes down to, right? But you are. You are absolutely good enough to share your story. And you are absolutely here for a reason, and to help people on this planet evolve. That's why, you know, I was immediately attracted to your title, Katie, Evolving on Purpose. And I thought, yes.
Well, you know, I have to say, I'm not responsible solely for that title. I channeled it on one of Joanna Hunter's courses called Divine Downloads. Mm-hmm. So for me, it felt even bigger than something I've just thought of. It came through me, and for me, that feels divine. It feels like, well, this is bigger than me, and wow, I can't imagine where we're taking this.
Yeah, and that is so true. It is bigger than all of us. And it wasn't a calculated mission for me to say, okay, I'm looking for another book. I wasn't planning on writing another chapter for a long time. I have other things lined up, and I thought, you know, I'm gonna move forward with those. My schedule is full. And it was this calling inside. It was this pull, and I knew it was bigger than me. And it is gorgeous that you have divine downloads that give you that information. And most of the chapter that I'm writing came from a dream that I had. And when you're connected to yourself and you're connected to your intuition and you're standing in your power, then real things start to happen. Real messages start to come through, and you're shedding all of those old false beliefs. And when you do that, your real true voice appears. And that's what makes the true difference. That's what helps people. You know, I've had many mentors say that there is someone out there waiting for you, specifically you, to help them on their journey. They're waiting for you. And who are you to deny them that help? So if you're feeling
exactly,
yeah, if you're feeling unworthy, hang that up. You're done with it. Because it's time. You know, I can't even begin to say, and I know that I'm talking to specific people out there right now. I have no idea how many people are on the fence about this opportunity. This is not what Katie had brought me on for. I feel this coming through right now, and I feel I need to say this. You take the leap because it's your time, and you deserve to have your voice heard. And there are so many people out there waiting for your story and the impact that your story will have on thousands, hundreds of thousands of people is incredible, and it is empowering. And I tell my clients all the time, they're calling the teachers now. You know, teachers are rising up, and there's so many people in this collective awakening right now. But the teachers are the ones stepping forward and committing to this growth and committing to having their voices heard. And especially as women, our voices have been silenced for generations and generations and generations. And we, you know, seen and not heard, and don't share any ideas, or, you know, you're a witch, let's hang you because you're picking herbs in the forest. So it's incredibly humbling how all women are rising right now and finding their voice and speaking their truth and not letting anybody else or any people-pleasing behaviors in to shut down their voice. And if that's the way you're feeling, you know, I'm sure Katie can help you through that. She has a dynamic opportunity with this to help you one-on-one as you go through this and to find your voice and to really express what you're doing you know, what you're about and how you can help other people. And, you know, it's time. If you're looking for your sign, this is it. Come on board. So,
beautiful.
Yeah. It's necessary. It's absolutely necessary. And,
Some of the things that I noticed that hold people back, because I have had applications that have come in where people have really, really wanted to do it. And then the thing that keeps them sitting on the fence is I've had these stories myself. So we all have these stories that hold us back. It's our ego trying to keep us safe. But there's the haven't got enough time, mm-hmm. and the money. It's usually time and money that are the two that hold people back. Have you got any advice around how someone can deal with those issues that are coming up around time and money?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's start with money. And especially with women, it's kind of been ingrained in us that we're not allowed to step into a power position and be something outside of our role. And what I mean by role is, you know, homemaker, can't be the breadwinner, can't earn more than a man. Even if you have stepped out of that persona, it is still very much societally there. And there's energies that we're dealing with that keep us kind of locked in that place. And there's a lot of healing that has to happen with yourself, with your ancestral lines. And, you know, I'll talk more about that in my chapter. But one of the biggest steps that you can take is just knowing that like energy attracts like energy, right? We've all heard, you know, the law of attraction, we've heard duality, you know, if there's lack here, there's abundance here. But it is extremely important that you trust and you let go of those old belief systems that keep you in lack. For example, I grew up with a very strict Protestant father and mother, and money was something that was held. Money was something that was grasped onto and not let go of. And it was constant, you know, let's save, let's save, let's save. And it was never spoken about. We never talked about money. We never asked about money. We weren't allowed to know any details about money. The most of my father, who was a financial investment officer, who advised other people about money, he actually taught me how to use a checking account and how to balance a checkbook. And that is the extent of our money conversation, right? Here's a man who is completely involved in the financial world and aspects of it. And all I got to learn was how to balance a checkbook. So, and to save, right? So put your money away, save this much, do this much. And it was this very prescribed program. And I thought, this doesn't feel right. This doesn't seem right. This isn't right. And in order to meet that prescribed program, I had to be in jobs I didn't like. I had to make decisions that I didn't care for, that did not feel good on, you know, at a soul level. I put my passions on hold, gave one up completely for people pleasing, you know, my father to say, okay, here's a stable job, has benefits, has insurance, has a steady paycheck. And that's what I did. And I was in that system for years, for decades. And it really wasn't, something was always missing. Something was always, you know, not there. And I'll tell you what, now I'm not advocating this whatsoever, but what I did, I had a massive, massive wake up call. I know a lot of people talk about health and some things that happen to us as we're on our journey of evolving and ascension. And I had a massive wake up call in the form of a horse accident. We owned four horses, and one of them is a 17 hand Percheron, 22 years old. I called her a couch because she was like comfy like that, you know? But one day she spooked. I was riding her without a helmet and she threw me, and just the way I landed, it resulted in some horrible injuries. And you know, broken back. I had to have titanium put in my neck. You know, lots of recovery after that. And I was an English teacher at the time, high school English teacher. So I went back to work after a year and a half of therapy and recovery, and nothing was the same. My language center was damaged in my brain, big brain injury. And I stayed there for 2 years and it just wasn't aligned. It wasn't aligned. It wasn't aligned. And I was just, okay, all right, I'll do this. And I quit. I quit my job. I quit my security. I had no plan. This is what I'm not recommending. I had no plan. My husband.
It's a little bit similar to me because I ended up ill and disabled and was ill health retired out. So I was forced out of my job into the online space. Yeah. And I think there's quite similar stories around when you, in the circles that we're in, there's a lot of similar stories and, isn't it? Well, it's synchronicity, isn't it? That we're all doing these things at the same time, at the right time, the perfect time. There's so many of us can relate to your story of living a life for years and years that wasn't really the life we were supposed to be living. So it's a huge time for transformation. Absolutely. And really evolving purpose for many of us.
Yes. And it was such a wake-up call to me. And I just felt I had to do it. I couldn't explain. There was tears. There was sitting up all night for plenty of nights trying to come to a decision on this. And I said, you know what? I have to. I knew it in my gut. I couldn't explain why. I knew I would be supported. I knew that the universe, that source energy would support me in this fully. And I trusted. And that's the key. I trusted. And that's what you have to do too. You have to trust, because having a whole, full, 100% heartfelt, heart-based trust in the universe not to let you down is everything. And it didn't. It didn't let me down at all. We always found exactly what we needed. We always had enough to cover things. We always had enough to, you know, keep our family going, keep a roof over our heads, keep our children fed and happy. And new things just started coming in. And that is the huge thing, is when you are focused on lack, when you are focused on things that are going to be negative, because, okay, well, I'm going to put this chunk of money down to be in this book that I'm, you know, not really feeling that I need to put this money out in this amount for, you know, that's scary to me. That's scary, but I really want this opportunity. You know, when you do that, the door flings wide open. And guess what? The universe starts dropping things in at your feet. You start getting more opportunities. You start getting more things showing up, more money showing up. Just yesterday, I was out shopping at our local bulk grocery store. And, you know, I was thinking, oh, okay, well, I should probably transfer this money from savings in here to cover this because I'm not sure there's enough in our checking account right now. And at the register, it was like, boom, you have almost $100 in rewards. Would you like to use them today? Of course. Yes. Thank you, universe. And, you know, little things like that just align. You know, I was visiting a friend my husband did some odd jobs for yesterday, and we weren't even thinking money. And she said, here's a check. And I was like, thank you. You know, thank you. Just be grateful. Be open to what the universe lays at your feet. And you know what the biggest thing is? Lose the how. Don't even think about the how. The how will happen, okay? All you need to do is be aligned with the energy of that, of receiving, and the worthiness of receiving, especially after we've been taught for so long that we're not worthy of, or we're not good enough, okay? Oh my goodness, you're absolutely good enough. You're absolutely good enough.
Absolutely. And everyone's story is their story to share, isn't it? And there's always going to be someone, whatever your story is, that's going to relate to you. And I know through Intuitive, when I started to read the chapters early because I was doing podcast interviews, links, the connections that I felt with each woman because some of their story was really connected to me from the heart. So it just builds relationships as well. It's just an incredible, incredible experience to be a part of.
It absolutely is. And I have made so many great connections and great friends from my first experience with Soul Mission. And it is gearing up the same way here. You know, I am beyond blessed to call you a friend, Katie. And I love that you're bringing in people who are aligned with this. And, you know, these are lifetime connections. And it is just such a beautiful thing when you let go of control, let go of the how, and just see how everything is weaving together, because it does it the way it's supposed to. And when you start weaving together with the right people and making the right connections and, you know, taking those right steps that feel good, okay, stop the second guessing. Like, ego mind is saying no to you, heart is saying yes. Follow your heart. Mm. Follow your heart, because you're going to be okay. The universe will support you. It's never going to say, oh, she made a bad decision. Okay, let's cause all of these negative things to happen now. No, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. Because when you make a decision like that, when you trust in yourself 100% and you make a commitment to something, especially to share your story with the world where you can help other people, the universe says, yes, yes. That's when all of these beautiful things start happening. They're like, it is about time. We have believed in you this much. It's great that you finally believe in you too. So, you know, it's awesome. Incredibly empowering. And I highly recommend. I highly recommend that if you're on the fence about this or anything else for that matter.
Whatever it is that you're sitting on the fence about. Yeah. Because your heart's pulling you for a reason, isn't it?
Absolutely.
My heart was pulling me towards writing for years, and I just didn't listen. Mm-hmm. And I think it was because I came across Joanna Hunter, who I know you're in some of Joanna's groups as well.
Love her.
When I came across her, that's when I really connected back in with my knowing. I know and I trust. That was the really big knowing and trusting in the universe and myself as well. And when she, the million dollar experiment, when I read that and how it said, no one saves their way to wealth. We invest our way to wealth. And that's the thought that I've had in my head with each thing, each decision that I've made, when my, you know, monkey mind saying, no, don't do that, we need it for this. I've said, no, we invest our way to wealth. Step 13, we're at step 13 now.
Absolutely. That's how I found
the $1 million experiment.
Like, she's awesome. I've learned so much from her, and just, you know, that's how I met you. And you know, you just jump in. You just jump in and follow the connections, because, you know, it's very odd how the universe works and how the universe puts people in our path when we're ready for them. You didn't come upon this opportunity to join this book by chance. You didn't come across this opportunity just because you were scrolling through not knowing what you were doing. This was put in your path for a reason. This is your opportunity. This is your chance. And one of my friends, dear friend of mine, she also has a spiritual business. She has amazing photography, and she turned me on to the $1 Million Experiment. I had never heard of Joanna Hunter before this. And I said, okay, I'm in, you know, $25. Great. Sure. Here, I'm doing it. And it was divine intervention. It was amazing. It was exactly what I needed. And amazing things have been happening ever since. And, you know, you trust, you put one foot in front of the other, and, you know, learning to trust yourself, trust your intuition, and follow your heart voice is the biggest thing that you can do.
Mm. And the reason that people use of time. Now, I know for me, I don't know if this is true for you, but for me, when I did intuitive, when I wrote the chapter intuitive, I channeled that in 3 hours. So I hand wrote it, because that's how I do my channeling. It's a scribble. I'm lucky to be able to read it afterwards. But then I record it into an app, and then I let I do something. What's the word? Transcribe it.
Yeah.
I transcribe it. So I haven't got to type it all up. So really, it took about 3 hours. Mm-hmm. And the chapter for Evolving on Purpose, I hadn't planned when I was going to write that. But I woke up in the middle of the night a few weekends ago, looked out at the moon, and then all of a sudden it started to flow through me. So I came down to my desk and I wrote it in the middle of the night. I never stay up in the middle of the night to do things, but I knew this was important. So my whole chapter was done just like that. So if you can click in as well to the intuitive writing and the channeling, what's supposed to come through you, as opposed to trying to make something work
right
logically, that sorts out the time thing as well, doesn't it? Because you're not spending time in your head.
Right. Yeah. And that's the thing. When you're in your head, you're self-doubt. Okay. That's your ego trying to keep you down in your safe space, because this is change, and change is scary, but I'm going to keep you here because I know it's safe. I don't know what this is about. I know what this is about. So I'm going to keep you down. And I'm going to keep you here because it's comfortable. It's safe. And I know this place, you know, this is our recliner. And you're up here saying, I'm going to jump into this scary zone where I've never done this before. And your ego's like, no, let's pull you down. You just need to be stronger than your ego. You need to say, okay, time is an excuse. Because honestly, when I wrote my chapter for Soul Mission, I literally sat down and wrote it in about, you know, 2.5 hours, about 3,000 words. And it just poured through me. So this is another example of letting go of the how, because when you let go of the how and you just let yourself be open to your intuition, to really bringing your truth up, instead of saying, no, that's silly. Nobody wants to read that. Nope, that's not, quiet that critical voice in your head and write from your heart. And it's going to be, let's see, much more purposeful, much more beautiful. And it's going to be very, very truthful, because you are writing from a place of your personal experience, okay? And stop that voice. Someone out there needs to hear this. Stop that voice that says it is not true, that you're making it up. Stop that voice, because you're not making it up. It is coming through you. It is coming through you for a reason. And you are supposed to share this story. You are the channel for that story. Even if you don't believe that you are a channel, you know, our thoughts come through us. The universe will give us what we need when we need it. And if you have a jumping off point, if you have a topic that you're interested in, if you have something that you are, you know, really willing to write about, it'll get done. Don't worry about the how. You know, this is literally a chapter. And writing a chapter is, you can do it in a day. So when it takes time, when it takes I don't know, I call it time suck. When time suck happens, that means your self-doubt. You're in a place where you're not trusting yourself. You're in a place where you are not focused on your truth, that you are writing for somebody else's perception. No, stop it. Write from your perception. Okay. The right people will be contacted or will be attracted to you. You know, soul contracts, you know, like Joanna talks about, you have soul contracts that are aligned with you that are coming to hear your story. And it's not about whether it's good enough. It's about getting it out and getting your story out. So stop with the excuses of, oh, I don't have time, because it really doesn't take time. You know, when that clicks and you're like, oh yeah, I can't write this fast enough. And if you can't write it fast enough, turn on your voice app or your recorder on your phone and speak it. Tell your friend, yeah. You know, just get it out of you. And then once you get it out, you're like, oh, I can expand here. And oh my gosh, I can do this there. And you know what? And you're not gonna be writing alone. Because if this is what is holding you back, and you're thinking, oh man, I don't have time, I don't know what to do, I don't have, you know, X number of hours in the day. But honestly, like, think about your schedule. My husband and I stopped watching television 7-8 years ago. We just stopped because it was a time suck. And it allowed us to have extra time to do things that we needed to do. So look at where you're really putting your time in. Look at where you're really spending the majority of your time. Do you really not have time, or is it one of those excuses that your mind makes up to hold you down from being your best self, from really achieving your true purpose, to keep you on your recliner, you know? So get off the recliner and start writing your story. And you don't need anybody's permission, and you don't need to invest in a book to start writing your story. Why don't you just try it? Try writing a few pages today. Try writing a paragraph today. Write a sentence today. How many of you journal? Look back through your journal. You have stories in there to share that are extremely relevant for evolving on purpose. And, you know, connect to one of those and talk to Katie about it. Because it's going to be gorgeous and beautiful. And yeah, I don't want to like sound salesy, and you know, it's not.
I know you're excited about it.
I really want to tell your story. Yeah, I really want you to tell your story. And you, meaning all of you out there who have not committed to this. Okay, maybe Evolving on Purpose is not your first book, and that's okay. Maybe it is. You know, I know there's people out there right now and your hearts are bursting and you're like, you know what? You're right. I'm going to go. Yeah. Try it. You know, what is the worst that can happen? The worst thing that can happen here is you don't get your story told. Maybe it's next time. Okay. But you have a community of people, a community of authors to help support you in this. You have a community around you that will help you get through any writer's blocks that you may be, you know, self-sabotaging with. You're not going to be left on your own out in the cold. It's a beautiful community experience. And that is one of the gorgeous things about writing in a co-authored book, is all of these people around you to help you when you need that help. All of these people around you giving you their love, their energy, their support. And it's a gorgeous, beautiful thing. And your
and
story.
People who are all on the same wavelength, who want to create impact and want to heal themselves and the planet and everybody around them. So we've all got the same mission, haven't we? So to do it together is so much more powerful,
yes,
than if we sat down to write a book on our own with a mainstream publisher who we had to wait, I don't know, 2 years to get it out with. It's such a different story altogether, isn't it? Writing in this way, it's completely different to anything I've looked at before, which have been a lot more of a financial investment as well to go into other things that I've looked at. But the other thing about time as well, and I'm sure you've noticed this, is that on days where you center yourself and ground yourself, or meditate, time expands. I can't believe sometimes the amount of things that I get done when I don't really feel like I'm doing very much and I'm being lazy. and there's so much time. I'm just like, wow, it's quite magical. Because if you when you're unplugged, time disappears, doesn't it? But when you're plugged into the universe, it's like you're living in a different world. Yeah. It really is. So I think if time is the issue, the biggest thing that you need to do for yourself is to go within and slow down, regardless of what it is that you're doing.
Right.
And thank you so much for today, Sandra.
Sure.
Where can people find you if they want to come and work with you, and what can they do with you?
Oh my goodness. Well, if you would like to work with me, you can visit my website at sandrajoy.com. And I have some programs there. I have one-to-one coaching is really what I'm focusing on right now. And I have some beautiful programs in the works. Stay tuned there. You can join my Facebook group. It's called Untame Your Soul and Unleash Unlimited Abundance. And it's a beautiful space where we do a lot of talking about energy, about consciousness, about standing in your power, about getting rid of your triggers and your self-limiting beliefs, and really stepping into who you really are truly meant to be at a soul level, finding your soul purpose. And you can find me in there. And I have a business page and a group page also called by the same name, Untame Your Soul, Unleash Unlimited Abundance. And I'll see you there.
Thanks again, Sandra. Bye for now.
Bye-bye, Katie. Thank you.
So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your intuition now.
Thank you for listening to the Soulful Valley Podcast. Hopefully you will have heard something today that helps you feel a little lighter and more connected and aware of who you really are. My aim is to share love, light and wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, please subscribe, rate and review, and let others know about this podcast if you think that it would help them in any way. You can find me at the Soulful Valley Podcast page on Facebook. My website is soulfulvalley.com. You can also connect with me on Instagram at soulfulvalley.